Quick halacha.
Shulam.
Halacha and a gadol story. So halacha is regarding havdalah. So what are you supposed to make for havdalah in terms of the beverage? So the Gemara says that the ideal is to make havdalah on wine or grape juice, just like kiddush is made on wine or grape juice. So too havdalah should be ideally made on that. And the Gemara says you get children. It's a school if you do it on wine or grape juice. But if you don't have or don't like wine or grape juice, there's something called Chamer Medina, which is also an option. So what does Chamer Medina mean? Either it's an alcoholic beverage, which is Chashiv, like beer, or possibly even a non-alcoholic beverage that you would sit down for an important meeting. So like coffee, like tea, like 100% orange juice, that would be counted as Chamer Medina, and the machlokas whether it has to be alcoholic or not. Definitely many are lenient and say it's fine to have it on orange juice. When it comes to things like Coca-Cola or like regular soft drinks, so the Dini Halacha says that better not to use those because it's not so covetic. Better do something like healthy. And that it wouldn't be considered so respectful. There are others who are more lenient, but that's Rav Melamed's psak that better to do. The best is wine. The second best is something alcoholic like beer, shows chashivis. And the third is something like coffee or tea. And other things, you can ask your rabbi if you're in a desperate situation, that whether you can rely upon that. Gadol story of the day. You guys ready for a good Gadol story? Okay, so this story is from Small Miracles. So must be true. It's a great story. So there's a woman named Jennifer Cassidy, or something like that. And she was a poor lady. She didn't have much money, but more unfortunately, what happened was one day she was looking at her husband. She had 5 children, 15 years of marriage. She looked in the closet and she found a bag full of white powder. And it wasn't sugar, it was cocaine. And soon afterwards, unfortunately, crazy story, she divorced her husband because her husband had been lying about his cocaine addiction. And now she had 5 children to feed and no job. So she was really, really desperate. She was too desperate to tell anyone about her plight. And she was just trying to get a babysitting job here, pay off the bills, and every month was a struggle to pay the kids' bills and pay the rent. And one particular night, she was desperate. She needed $248 by tomorrow to pay the rent. She had no way of getting it. She had no food on her cupboards, and dinner was out. And she did something she hadn't done in a long time. She prayed. She said, "Please, God, I'm desperate. I just need... So I'm just help me out here. I'm desperate." And right as she was finishing up the prayer, there's a knock on the door. It was her uncle and aunt, who she hadn't seen or spoken to for months. And they had just come to stop by and had a ton full of groceries and good stuff. So she fed her kids that night. And she looked up to the heavens and said, "Wow, was that a miracle? Was that just a coincidence?" And then she saw on the bottom a little envelope. It was 8 $20 bills, $240, exactly the amount that she needed to pay her rent. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent her when she sent out the prayer. So the Gadol story of the day is that we should daven very specifically, exactly what we want, we should daven for, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should send it to us. And I daven that anybody wants should come and join us.